This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're tuned in to 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 in Tioga, just down the road from where we find ourselves today, the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, day number day three. It was 2 days of Cookfest and 1 day of a fishing derby that took place yesterday. And 200 participants out having a great time yesterday off of the Four Bears Casino Marina. And a lot of fun. And, of course, Mandaree on Tuesday today at Stanley, North Dakota for all the fun. Really looking forward to that as well. All right. Here's the telephone number for you to weigh in, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions. Todd, your phone's burning up here with a text today, too, right? Lots of texts rolling in. We have one novel I should get to here. But I don't mind a novel when you have something to say. Just
I think there's like
on
three
Todd's.
Of them on there.
Three novels?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Future speechwriters for the RNC, I guess.
I'm guilty of writing novels via text, too. It kind of gets away from you. Before long, you're looking, whoa, look at
you
this thing.
Do that on voicemails, too.
Pardon me?
You do that on voicemails, too, every once in a while.
I do, yeah. I tend to just sort of dump my notebook into the voicemail.
I look, and it's still recording. I'm like, well, okay, I'll go have a steak and come back in a couple hours.
Brevity is not my strong suit. You could text Todd at 701-226-8503. Are you just a little bit jealous that you're not going to be here for the barbecue today?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hard not to be. I understand. Totally. Totally get it. Yeah.
You get to go to all the cool places.
You know what I want to do
right
now?
I don't go to some cool places, but, you know, I do mine later in the day. But, I mean, you know, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is a fun week every year. It really is. 2:30 to 4:30, the Bakken information session today. 4 to 7, the barbecue, live performance by Tin Star. All of that at the Montrell County Fair Building. That's at 8101 61st Street Northwest in Stanley. Just basically, if you get to 2 and 8, go south, and you'll see it on the west there. It's right, you know. I say south of Stanley. That sounds like you're going to drive a few miles. You're not. I mean, you're going to go a couple of blocks, and you're going to see it right there. So our broadcast today brought to you by our friends at Choice Financial. We'll chat with Tim Karski a little later on in the program from Choice Financial. People first. They really do that well at Choice Financial. Also by MBI Energy Services. Great place to work. Follow them on Facebook, and every couple of days you'll get a new employment opportunity from MBI Energy Services. Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy and Purity Oilfield Services. I'm going to go to the text, but I think Newt Gingrich did everybody a service last night. Todd, I'm looking for the cut from Newt that is, let's see here. It's on the last 37 days. And what's happened in the last 37 days? And you know about all these events, most of them anyway. You've read about them in a newspaper. You've seen about them in the evening news. But when you put them all together and recognize they've happened in the last 37 days, I hope it shakes you to your core a little bit to say, you know, really, is whether or not Melania Trump used a few words from Michelle Obama's speech in issue? Is Ted Cruz not saying, you know, the exact right words on the stage last night, what I ought to be worried about? Is all the silliness we take for, you know, news day to day really what we ought to be worried about? That, to me, is why this election is so important. Because we are at war, and we don't even act like we're at war. You know, we claim to love freedom, but we don't defend it worth a darn. And that's what I hope is the wake-up call of this election. Listen to this. Roll Newt from last night.
an Afghan refugee in Germany used an axe and knives to slash and wound train passengers while shouting, Allahu Akbar. Last week, ISIS claimed responsibility after a Tunisian man drove a cargo truck into a crowd in Nice, France. He murdered 84 people, including 10 children, 3 Americans, and injured over 300 others. 2 weeks ago, almost 300 people were killed and more than 200 were wounded in bombing attacks in Baghdad. 2 days before that, radical Islamists in Bangladesh killed 20 hostages, including 3 American college students. A few days before that, at the Istanbul airport in Turkey, ISIS attackers armed with guns and bombs killed 44 people and injured hundreds more. Last month, a radical Islamist in Paris stalked a French police officer to his home, where he murdered the officer, tortured his wife to death in front of their 3-year-old son while streaming it all on social media. He was pondering out loud whether to kill the 3-year-old when he was killed by police. 2 days before that, an attacker pledging allegiance to ISIS killed 49 people in an Orlando nightclub and wounded dozens more. All this in just the past 37 days. We cannot let ourselves grow numb to these accumulating atrocities. One analysis estimated... One analysis estimated that since January of 2015, some 30,000 people have been killed at the hands of terrorists. Let's be clear. Donald Trump is right. We are at war with radical Islamists, we are losing the war, and we must change course to win the war. Let me be very clear, because I know the news media will do their best to distort this. We have nothing to fear from the vast majority of Muslims in the United States or around the world. The vast majority are peaceful. They are often the victims themselves. They are people we'd be happy to have as our friends and neighbors. The challenge is when even a small percentage of 1.6 billion people support violence against those who disagree with them, that is still a giant recruiting base.
Newt Gingrich doing a real service, I think, there for the Trump campaign, for, you know, the conservative cause to lay out that thing. And I have to admit it. I mean, even when you look at Dallas, Texas, and Baton Rouge, and then Kansas right behind it, with you get a text news alert, or you hear something on the top of the hour news about the latest attack or the latest shooting, and you're used to it. It isn't like, oh no, what, you know. So he's right. We can't become numb to this at all. That to me ought to be the whole focus of the entire campaign, and certainly this convention as well. And I hope we hear it from Trump tonight. All right, some calls we haven't gotten to. Go ahead and roll, Todd, a few of those, and then we'll get to these texts and welcome more of your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550.
Ted Cruz must be in his safe space today. Lion Ted earned his nickname from Trump for not endorsing Trump. Some people outside the rally burned the flag. Cruz burned his career. Thank you.
All right.
In
his safe space today. I couldn't resist the commenting on that. He must be in his safe space today. It's amazing. Our texts, our calls, our emails are about dead split on either you think Ted Cruz absolutely blew it or you thought he was fantastic. Go ahead and roll another one, Todd.
Donald Trump wasn't my first choice either. And my thoughts are, you know, you got to get over it. You got to be an adult about this. You know, you can get mad at first, you know, be angry at first, but get over it. Because if this party doesn't come together as one, then we get the alternative, which is Hillary. And that is completely unacceptable. That's my thoughts.
That's the applause brought to you by Todd Mitchell. That's to me what all Ted Cruz had to do was make that case. He doesn't have to say, look, you know, one texter said an endorsement from Cruz would have been 100% phony. There was no chance on God's green earth he was going to endorse a man who attacked his wife, his father, and him in such a vile manner. This is beginning to feel like a cult of personality, text Adam. The point is, he didn't have to go in there and say, I love Donald Trump. I forget everything he said. He's wonderful. He's great. He's fantastic. I endorse him. He could go make the case against Hillary Clinton and talk about how she'd shred the Constitution. He didn't do that. That's where he blew it. Another texter, the Ted Cruz people just do not get the picture. It's either Donald Trump or crooked Hillary. Exactly right. More of your comments when we come back. Counting down to Cookfest in Stanley today, recapping last night's Republican convention. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Love your children as much as I know that you do. Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
The crowd going absolutely nuts, much of it boos. directed it to Ted Cruz last night over that comment. You know, if you go back and look at the transcript, you'd say, well, what's wrong here? What did he say that, you know, and it's what he didn't say, honestly, that is the big problem. Because when you're saying vote your conscience and, you know, without saying Donald Trump will get the issues that are important to us as conservatives, Hillary Clinton will not. He basically is causing all of this himself. He brought this on himself. You know, it's what he didn't say more than what he said, because you can't look at what he said and say, I disagree with it, if you're a conservative, in my mind. Ted Cruz at last night's convention, that's the big story. And this is where, in my mind, Republicans are so stupid politically sometimes. This is a prime example. I mean, it was a selfish political move by Ted Cruz, eliminating a couple of words that could have been gracious towards Donald Trump, and then nobody's talking about this. Instead, now we're talking about a food fight between the two of them, when it's obvious that everything we stand for, there is a black and white choice in November. Black and white choice! Pick an issue, the Supreme Court, justices, unbelievable. Anyway, we're talking also today about the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Chatted with Ron Ness earlier, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Len Helms is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Justin Kringsted is the executive director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. He'll be one of the folks participating in the Bakken Rocks information session that takes place this afternoon, 2:30, in Stanley as well. And joins us on our newsmaker line this morning. Justin, how you doing? Justin, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah. Thanks for joining us. We're out in Stanley today. Open air edition of the program. You can probably hear the birds chirping. So great weather waiting for you when you arrive a little later today in Stanley. I want to ask you about something I'm sure you're getting asked a lot about. I hope you are, and that's the Dakota Access Pipeline. Mostly just because of the magnitude of this project, the speed with which this company is going to be getting that pipe in the ground. And then what I love about it, you've explained this well to us in the past, just the capacity. I mean, this, you know, it has the ability to take about a third of the capacity of current production right now and expansion for more. How significant is this in the grand scheme of the pipeline infrastructure in North Dakota, Justin?
Very significant. So this is obviously the largest project that North Dakota has seen put together for moving crude oil out of the region. And so the biggest thing, not only just the sheer size of it, but the destination just shows the maturity, I think, going forward for North Dakota. So this is going to connect North Dakota production directly down to the Gulf Coast of the United States, and so that, which is the largest refining complex in the U.S. So again, that direct connection, we can get to the Gulf now, but it takes a few different routes to get there. And so a pipeline of this size to that size marketplace is just proof of the long-term vision for North Dakota in the production going forward.
What does that mean? What's the benefits of that? How does that help how does it help North Dakota's overall oil and gas picture?
Well, so obviously a price-driven industry, and so when there's adequate transportation to good markets, that's when the producers, the state of North Dakota through tax revenue, the mineral interest owners, that's when things go in the right direction, when we have that good, adequate capacity to good markets. That's when those folks will receive that highest dollar at the wellhead. So, again, this is just one of those steps, one of the projects that are going to keep coming together as this play continues to mature.
So that's more value for everybody, obviously, which is a good thing. When you're talking about all those folks getting the additional dollars, talk about the differential. We often hear about, you know, the Bakken discount, if you will, because of the transportation cost of getting market here to refineries, which are in many cases a long ways away. Does this have the potential to reduce the differential and eliminate that Bakken discount?
Yep, so the differentials in North Dakota were geographically challenged in comparison to where the big U.S. refineries are located. So we're always going to have some level of discount for our crude oil, and because of our distance to market. What is going to be positive here, again, having a pipeline of this size to a major industry market center down in the Gulf Coast is not only going to help with the overall differential, but it's also going to help alleviate some of the fluctuations. Throughout our history of oil production in North Dakota, we've had a lot of wild rides up and down with different market conditions because of transportation constraints. I think one of the biggest positives is going to be potentially smoothing out those market fluctuations where we can have maybe a steadier expectation for North Dakota pricing versus world pricing or Brent or WTI down in the Gulf.
And I mentioned earlier, but some of the estimates I've seen on the construction schedules are pretty aggressive, especially compared to other projects. Bakken is going to have the benefit of this thing in fairly short order after you know all the approvals are in place, right?
Correct. And so the schedule now is still for construction to be done by the end of the year and beginning line fill by the end of the year. And so, again, once it construction's completed, they get it tested, and then the line fill process begins where a pipeline of this size, just the volume that it takes to fill the pipeline system is going to take a significant amount of crude oil just to fill it before we actually start transporting and making deliveries down to the Gulf Coast.
And, you know, I think people that follow this industry via sort of just the mainstream media open up a newspaper article, watch a short little clip on the evening news or whatever, not necessarily in the industry, but just knowing that it impacts a lot of things. It's a very big driver in North Dakota's economy. See a lot of doom and gloom in media coverage, right? The prices dropped and you see layoffs and you see a lot of that. Yet when you look at the level of investment here, I mean, this is, they're not putting a pipeline in here to realize, a benefit over a couple of years. This is long-term payback on this thing. It speaks volumes, really, about what folks see from afar in the industry of the length of this play, doesn't it, Justin?
It does. And so the conversations that I have with the midstream players, the folks that are building these pipelines, building the processing plants, they have not taken their eye off the ball at all. And so we're continuing to have the conversations for 2 years from now, 5 years from now, even 10 years from now. What is this play going to look like, and how can we start making those strategic moves now so that those projects are in motion and the timing will be appropriate to match production when things do start to pick up again?
Any questions you have on pipelines, on current pipelines, on future pipelines? Justin will be a part of the Bakken information session. That'll happen. It's got kind of a little different theme to it this year, where it's Bakken forward rather than just sort of doing industry 101, because most folks now get the industry and understand what's happening, and now it's sort of where's it going, what's happening, what's the next phase. And so these are great sessions. I encourage you to come on by Montreal County Fair Complex today, 2:30 to 4:30 for the information sessions that Justin will be a part of. Justin, thanks a bunch for the preview of this afternoon's event. We will chat with you there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Justin Kringstad from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. When we come back, we'll chat with Len Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. More of your calls, too, on What's on Your Mind from Stanley today.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How many ways the Democratic Party has abandoned those it used to protect? Maybe they become too entrenched in power. So comfortable at times that they lose patience with the normal legislative process. It's so much simpler to impose their values by executive order or court action. And make no mistake about it, Hillary Clinton has some big ideas along those lines too.
Why wouldn't she? It's worked well for her her current boss, right? She's not her boss anymore, but her former boss. She's seen how that's worked, so why wouldn't they? And that's where the Constitution matters. Mike Pence did a nice job last night. Been playing a few clips of the folks that were speaking there. But Newt Gingrich did a nice job. A lot of rave reviews for Eric Trump. Harold Hamm talked about North Dakota right there from the podium. Talked about how he talked firsthand with Donald Trump about what's happening in North Dakota and the energy renaissance. So that was great. We are in Stanley, North Dakota. We are getting set for a great afternoon of fun at the North Dakota Oil, Indy Oil, Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Our broadcast brought to you by Choice Financial, MBI Energy Services, Crestwood and Purity Oilfield Services. We're going to chat with Tim Karski here a little bit about what they're doing at Choice Financial, putting people first these days. I want to tell you about my friends at Pfeiffer's Auction Service before we chat with Len Helms here today on the program. Pfeiffer's has a busy day tomorrow. They'll be in Walsh County auctioning off, about 188 acres, I guess, near Edberg and Hoople in that area. Some great soil productivity index, 71 PI, much of it. Then they're in Todd County of Minnesota for a 2 million bushel capacity storage grain elevator for sale on about 11-plus acres in Todd County. That'll be the 27th. And in August, they're in Pembina County, Benson County, gravel pit up for auction as well at Montana, Mercer County, North Dakota, as we get into September, and Kidder County, some great acreage. You want a catalog so you're up to speed on all these? Give them a call at Pfeiffer's at this toll-free telephone number, 877-700-4099, or go online to Pfeiffer's.com. Auctions, real estate, land management. Again, online auctions, they're doing it all at Pfeiffer's. Tell them Scott sent you. 26 before the top of the hour, Lynn Helms is here from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, who is a part of the Cook Fest each and every year. Hello, Lynn. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here.
Been a fun couple of days. A little fishing yesterday, and yeah, and of course on Tuesday up in Mandaree. Today, Stanley. Is a regulator like an event like Cookfest?
Scott, this is an incredible opportunity. You know, we get phone calls, emails, people coming into the office every single day. But this opportunity to go out into the impacted communities, and there are both positive and negative impacts, and to address the local citizens in an information session and to take questions and to work on answers. I had an opportunity, a fellow came to the Mandaree session, and I hadn't seen him in years. He said, my house is right over there on the hill. Break loose from your table, your booth, and come over and have a cup of coffee with me. And I did. I went over and I spent an hour with him, and we looked at land that he has rented to an oil company for their operations. We talked about his operators and how they're doing on paying royalties, and just about the whole situation in the Mandaree area in general. And that's really what this is all about, is for a person like me to get out there and talk face-to-face with the people who are impacted by the regulations. And then yesterday, to have a chance with 200 fishermen who also happen to be service company employees and oil company employees, not the CEOs, not the bigwigs, but the guys in the trenches who are doing the work, and their jobs depend on regulatory impacts and oil prices. And today we'll be in Stanley, and we'll get the same thing. Friends and neighbors talking to us face-to-face about how this impacts them.
Yeah, that's really the North Dakota way, isn't it?
It sure is, and that's the way it ought to be.
That sort of offish, okay, I'm over here and you're over there, and go through the process. If you want to talk to me, send an email. It's just eyeball to eyeball, chatting about, you know, whatever concerns there are, questions that are out there. It's kind of neat.
Absolutely. You know, and when the legislature wrote House Bill 1358 last session, and they talked to us about doing pipeline regulations, they said these regulations need to be necessary and cost-effective and feasible. They put three terms on there: necessary, cost-effective, and feasible. They got it exactly right. That has been my goal since the day I walked into this job, was to make sure that North Dakota regulations fit that model. And we get there by putting proposed regulations out there, holding lots of hearings and taking lots of feedback. But then during this time in the process, these cook fests give us a whole lot more insight about whether these regulations, as they move now through the Attorney General's office and then through the legislative approval process, whether they really are necessary, cost-effective, and feasible. And we get lots of opportunities to make changes as we work through that. There's no substitute for what we're able to do in these 3 days.
Yeah, the interaction and the relationship building, and yeah, really just getting on the ground, hearing it firsthand.
It is amazing. And I hear the same thing from the oil companies. People flew up from Houston, Texas, and from Oklahoma City to sit at tables or to cook barbecue for the citizens of Mandaree, and to meet them and talk with them and find out how what they were doing was impacting the citizens of Mandaree. And you just can't substitute anything for that. It's real life.
You told me a neat little story about some people you interacted with that were from out of state that had some mineral rights here and were just trying to kind of learn and take everything in, heard about the Cook Fest, and specifically, you know, added that on to their little vacation in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, we pulled into the Cook Fest in Mandaree, and the first thing we saw was a Toyota Prius with Illinois license plates and three ladies in it. We said, they are probably here for the Cook Fest. And sure enough, they showed up there. Their father grew up in Crosby, North Dakota, owned minerals because his father was a farmer up there. Their family lives in Illinois, and they have royalties coming in off these minerals. They decided to come to North Dakota and see what it was that was producing these royalty checks. Then they found out about the Cook Fest, and they said, we have to be at one of those because we're going to find out what this is all about. And they said, following that their understanding level went from 0 to about 15 or 20%, and they're going to come back.
Lynn Helms with us today on What's On Your Mind for a couple more minutes. If you have a question or comment, it's welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can always text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Absolutely beautiful day in Stanley. We got a little breeze, which we could use. The temp's down just a little bit. It's about perfect. I sent my wife a screenshot from the lake yesterday, and it was 93, I think, you know, on the lake. And she said, "Don't complain. You'll yearn for this in February." So we got to remember that. But today's about pitch perfect so far, isn't it?
It is absolutely perfect out here, and that little breeze. I know there are a few people fishing again this morning. That breeze is probably helping a great deal.
Yeah, no question about it. What question do you get most, or what I guess a misconception do you have to bat down the most, that you know people have one particular perception of something that's not necessarily accurate? Is there any one sticks out for you?
Yeah, I think you know the most common misperception is that some area of oil and gas operations or production or transportation is unregulated, and you hear that so often from activists who are anti-oil activists. They'll slap that label on something incorrectly, and it's very, very hard to overcome that misperception. But they'll pick an area, whether it's flaring or methane emissions or something like that, and they'll label it unregulated. And so we're constantly having to talk people off that ledge and help them to understand that North Dakota is so advanced in terms of how oil and gas is regulated from the permitting phase all the way through to, as you talked with Justin, when that oil exits the state and heads for a market somewhere. There's always work to do, areas to improve in, but that seems to be one of the most difficult things that we've had to deal with in the last 2 years is this unregulated label. And we get it from our friends at the federal government as well as from the activists.
You know, one that concerns me is the term spill, because, you know, the definition of a spill, or what is a spill that we as consumers, as citizens ought to be concerned about, ones that are really going to happen when you have as much activity as we have happened, but have a catch, if you will. And I saw one yesterday of an incident in McKenzie County. There's some stories reported about it. I think it was 250 barrels of some produced water and oil that were released. But, you know, the release, and in all the stories, talks about it being contained to the site and the facility. Well, that isn't really a spill, is it? I mean, I guess it's in some place that you didn't want it, but it's in you caught it. So it's like, you know, that to me isn't a spill, but most people don't get that far down to the incident report, I guess.
Nope, and I think you're right. And we've got some real improvements that we can make. We've started that process of improving what we call spill reporting in North Dakota and making it a more understandable process. Yeah, why is an accidental release due to an equipment failure of 250 barrels of fluid that stayed on a site that was designed for exactly that? Why is that termed a spill, and why does it make headlines or end up in the press at all? Accidents happen. People spill things every day. But it's not really a spill unless it gets out into the environment in a manner that it wasn't, you know, where it wasn't designed to hold that release and clean it up easily. And so I think you're right. We got a good ways to go in helping people understand a release versus a spill versus how these things ought to be reported. And
because what that ends up being, the one I just described as an example, that to me was a non-event. That, you know, obviously is part of doing business. They're going to contain to that particular facility and that particular site. It's taken care of. You know about it. I'm not saying that you wouldn't want to know about it, but the way it's reported, I think all it ends up doing is being fodder for critics.
Well, I think you're right, and it muddies the water, Scott. It confuses people, and, you know, a spill's a spill, a spill. Well, it's not. I often use the analogy that a well site or a location is supposed to be like a TV tray. If you happen to tip over a glass of red wine on your TV tray, it's no big deal. It was designed to contain it and clean it up easily. Now, if it falls off the side of the TV tray and gets in your white carpet, now you've got a spill. You've got a situation. It's going to cost time and effort and money and cause damage. And we need to find a way to differentiate that in people's minds and separate the events from the non-events, as you said it.
Yeah, just let me know when the carpet needs cleaning. I want to know that, but otherwise I'm fine with it being just,
yeah, absolutely.
Take care of it. Anyway, Len, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the chat. Look forward to this afternoon in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota.
Oh, I do too. I hope there's some good questions for us.
Come on out, folks. 2:30 to 4:30 with the information session, and then the free barbecue after that from 4 until 7. Free entertainment, lots of fun. More coming up after this on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better, too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it. For example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, and now next to Sam's Club Bismarck, online at fargohotspring.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time for a president with common sense. It's time for a president who understands the art of a deal and appreciates the value of a dollar, our tax dollars. It's time for the president who has always been the one to sign the front of a check, not the back.
Love that. Love that. Love that. Let me play Ted Cruz and talk about myself for a second. No, I'm sorry. I don't want any more hate about Ted Cruz. So I had the honor of introducing Ed Schaefer when he announced for his second term.
to run for governor of North Dakota. So that'd be what, 1992, ran the first time, 96, I guess. And I said, we need a governor to sign the front of a payroll check rather than the back of a government check. And I love that line. I just think it speaks a lot in a short period of time. Eric Trump, the son of Donald Trump, doing a nice job last night, along with so many others. I promised I'd get this lengthy text in here, but it's good. I'm not sure if you'll read this on the air, but I think it needs to be said. Through the last 8 years, I've been concerned for my children's future. After watching the convention last night, I'm more concerned than ever. I'm deeply saddened and disappointed to watch representatives from my party boo Cruz for saying, vote your conscience up and down the ticket. For those who defend freedom and support the Constitution. How is that divisive? Unless those up and down the ticket don't support the Constitution. I hope our North Dakota representatives had nothing to do with booing, and they should publicly come out in support of that phrase if they do indeed support the Constitution. Tell me now if they don't believe this. Then at least I'll know they are progressives instead of conservatives. I'm concerned for the future, too, but I'm not concerned for my children's future because of, sort of petty party politics. I don't think anybody in that place was booing Ted Cruz because of what he said about the Constitution. What they were doing, when he said vote your conscience and then would not say, you know, Donald Trump is a better choice than Hillary Clinton for the Constitution, they start chanting, endorse Trump, and so that's what they're booing. So let not your heart be troubled. Another, wow, Scott, I'm shocked by your initial response on Ted Cruz's speech. By your standards, my kids and yours are selfish for standing up for their principles and not compromising their beliefs. Cruz gave a conservative speech that everyone last night should have been able to agree with. He didn't criticize the candidate while not compromising his standards. He drew a constitutional line in the sand. Those who have criticism about his speech have to look in the mirror. They sound like Teddy Roosevelt progressives, not constitutional conservatives. Another texter, I serve my country to help preserve America for everyone, the freedom and right to have their own opinions. Republican Party used to hold that value. All right. A few folks on the Ted Cruz side. Another, just wondering if you've thought about the similarities in the presidential Republican nominee against what happened with our own North Dakota Republican nominee, where the voters are screaming for something new and fresh, yet the Republican Party in place doesn't see it. It has to be proven by the voters going to the polls. I predict a 20-plus point margin for Trump. This will finally fully open the eyes of the media and the party. The change is needed, and the people are sick of what is happening. Interesting. Good point. I do think there's parallels, real parallels. I've been saying 10 points for Trump, not 20. Wow, that's bold. Our Bakken Rocks Cookfest tour, final day today. Mandaree, Newtown, Stanley today, brought to you in part by our friends at Choice Financial, and Tim Karski's on the line to tell us a little bit about the folks that are putting people first, investing communities now in western North Dakota, Bismarck, Dickinson, and other locations in western North Dakota as well. Tim, how are you?
Hey, fantastic. Every day is a great day at Choice Financial.
Isn't that great? You guys do a marvelous job. People first is, a simple phrase, but when you live it, so profound. Tell folks about how Choice Financial is different and how you say every day is great when you're working as part of this team. How do you guys put people first? How do you put the communities you serve first?
Well, for one thing, we're very active, Scott, in the communities we're in. We just had to go Hawaiian for hospice in Fargo and helped raise over $110,000 for that event and being a good big part of the community and helping those individuals out. Bismarck is going to have a go Hawaiian for hospice on August 9th. On Tuesday, August 9th, and from 11 to 1, we're going to invite everybody to come on down, and we're going to get involved and support hospice in our community, and we just think that's one great way to give back. And we've got some tremendous support from some of our customers and just good citizens of the community, and this is going to be an awesome event, and I hope you can come out and see what's going on. But we're going to have pork and baked potatoes and pineapple and the whole works. It's going to be like a big luau.
I've seen also the employees of Choice Financial, hands-on helping with Special Olympics events,
That was a great event in Fargo. We had a bunch of people from Bismarck and Dickinson and Belfield, our Western banks. We all went out there and helped, and it was a tremendous event to see these athletes participate and being able to help them have a great day. And it was really received really well, and I can't wait till next year because it is something that I want to personally do every year.
And you're growing by the day in Bismarck with new locations and new customers, right?
Absolutely. And the big thing is we're part of a big organization, but you come into any of our banks, you're treated like you're a small-town individual. We know your name. We'll have a cup of coffee with you in the lobby, and we get to know you, and you're a friend, not just a customer, and we really want to be a part of you, and we want you guys to get to know us. So, yeah, it's been a fantastic run in Bismarck. We've been here for 2 years as Choice, and last October we merged Northland Financial, a great community bank in Steele Medina and Bismarck, into our organization, and we've just really become a bigger part of their community.
New to Western North Dakota, not new to North Dakota, over 100 years old, Choice Financial, one of our fine sponsors, along with MBI Energy Services of our Cookfest tour this week, as well as Crestwood and Purity Oilfield Services. Thanks, Tim. Good to hear about a great organization in Choice Financial. Out of time for today, folks. God bless you. See you at Cookfest.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.